Hello, Sebastian Lacido. Welcome to 5 Minute Fresh Dirt. I'm in Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 16. It says, "When I heard, my body trembled, my lips quivered at the voice. Rottenness entered my bones. I trembled in myself that I might rest in the day of trouble. When he comes up the people, he will invade them with his troops." And so the Bible tells us that Habakkuk has a vision about an invading army that's coming in. And the Bible says this is how he reacted. He trembled, his lips quivered, rottenness entered his bones. I trembled in myself. He says, when they invade, their troops will come up. They will invade. They will overtake us. So the Bible says, goes on to say, Habakkuk says, "And though the fig tree may not blossom, nor fruit on the vine, though the labor of the olive shall fail and the fields yield no food, though the flock may be cut off from the fold and there's no herd in the stall, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength. I will make my feet like the deer's feet, and he will make me to walk on high hills." And so the Bible's telling us here, and really when you look at our lives, when you look at any Christian's lives, we are eternal. So the only time that we have the opportunity to rejoice and to praise God in adversity, in agonizing pressure and stress, you know, in negative situations, in great darkness, the only time that we can do that is now. The only time that we can use our faith to praise God when everything is going wrong, when we're in the fire, we can't see a way out. When they're in the water, we can't see a way out. The only time to say to our King, to our Savior, in the fiery furnace, I bow, I worship you, I lift my hands to you. It's like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fiery furnace. It's like David in the lion's den. It's like Gideon going out to battle and God whittling him down to 300 from 20,000. It's like Moses at the Red Sea. In all of these cases, these circumstances were overwhelmingly dark. They were overwhelming. They could have caused a body to tremble, lips to quiver, and rottenness to enter bones. And I trembled within myself because of the trouble that's coming. Yet, even though there's no food on the trees and no, you know, food on the vines, and although there's no food in the stalls, although there's an invading army coming that's bigger than ours, I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord is my strength. He makes my feet like the hind deer. He'll make me walk in high places. The Bible tells us in Ephesians 6 that we have the weapons of our warfare. God gives us his strength, his power through the armor of God. And the armor of God is knowing who we are, knowing who Jesus made us to be, sons of God and daughters of God, and what he's given us. And that's the Holy Spirit and the power of God living inside of us. So there is no circumstance, there is no situation that we should fear. That even death itself shouldn't be something we should fear. You know, Revelation chapter 12 says that we overcome Satan and the Antichrist by the word of God, by the word of our testimony, our history, our victories in Christ, and loving not our lives unto death. You know, when you think about it, death is a promotion. When you really, really know God, you know that there's a heaven. When you know there's a heaven, you know there's a promotion. So the only time that we get to praise God in a situation where there's prudential death, where there's nothing to praise him for from human standpoint or human viewpoint, we praise him because we know this is not the truth. The truth is, Paul said, "I've learned to be content. I've learned how to abase. I've learned how to abound." We learn that being content where we're at, knowing that God's our provider, he's our deliverer, he's our healer, he's our peace, that God is in control and we aren't. He is. So no matter how dark the news is or the circumstances, we look to the God of our salvation. You know, Moses told them, stand still, be still, stop running in circles, stop fear with hysteria. You know, hold your peace, stop speaking against God, stop speaking against the situation, you know, and see the God of your salvation. See the fruit of your relationship with God. So that's our broadcast for today. Please share, follow, and like this on social media. please pray about becoming a partner for $10 a month or more. Go to our website, watchersoftruth.com. Go to our website, become a partner for $10 or more a month. We're praying for $425 or more a month. We're praying for 400 of those. The reason we produce curriculums that cost $15,000 and we give them away for free. We've given, I don't know how many tens of thousands of curriculums we've given away for free, but thousands of them. And it blesses people, it blesses community groups, it blesses churches. We continue to do it. We had 1,200 and about 50 new visitors to our website last night going to our curriculum section. So we're growing. So join us in that fruit. So God bless you. Have a great day. May God's face shine upon you and you be blessed in all you put your hands to. In Jesus' name, God bless.